Today is Tuesday, January 21st. It's day 17 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. And I want to welcome you to today's episode on our 21 days of prayer and fasting podcast. Glad you've tuned in. I want to draw our attention here on day 17 to an interesting phrase in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It's verse 4. It begins with the word but, and it's because he has described previous to this verse how there will be sudden destruction upon those who are in the dark. They'll be surprised by the coming of the Lord. It will be like a thief in the night. And so there's this picture painted of, you know, sudden and quick disaster and destruction. And I love the way verse 4 begins. It says, Paul writes this, "But you, brothers and sisters, are not in the dark for this day to surprise you like a thief." And I just find such great comfort and encouragement in that, that in a culture right now, and even in the Christian culture where there's so much talk about end times and what it's going to be like, we do not have to live as though we're in the dark and wonder. And while there's much to say about this text, and we will when we teach through it this year, let's be surely clear about this, that Paul says we're not in the dark. We don't belong to the dark. We're not going to be surprised. And there's some meaning there that we'll explain later. But just know this, he's contrasting those who aren't ready to those who are ready, those who will be surprised to those who won't be surprised. And he says to those who are in Christ, we're not in the dark. This day will not surprise us. In other words, we know Christ is coming. And so this is great news. And it's contrasting news to the way many in our world operate and what's going to happen to them on that day when Christ does come. But we are confident that he's coming. Remember, he may be a long time in coming, but he is sure in his coming. He came once, and he will come again. His character is what gives us confidence in this. Every single promise of God has been kept on time perfectly, and Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of all of God's promises. And so this, his second coming, is no exception. And so I just want to encourage you today, brother and sister, in a world and in a culture that is trying so desperately to find security and safety and wonders often how things are going to end. You hear a lot of times about these, you know, the existential threat. Just know this, God is in control and you are in his hand. And so let's pray and thank the Lord for the confidence we have that we know he's coming and can be ready. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that you keep your promises. And you, for centuries, promised to come first. You promised to send your Son in human flesh as a baby, the incarnation, and you did. Over 300 prophecies fulfilled in his first coming. And Lord, you have promised that Jesus would come again, Acts says, in like manner as he ascended. And so we await eagerly and with confidence his soon return. And so we will not be surprised when he comes. We know he's on the way and will not be in the dark and will not live now as if we're in the dark. We will live eagerly. As the text says, we will live controlled lives. We'll stay awake. And so, Lord, to this end, empower your church. Empower brothers and sisters in the same spiritual family to live in light of your return, awake, energized, active, ready. Thank you that you are coming. We pray this will have its effect in our life and will compel us to live soberly and righteously and to pursue holiness because you are coming again. Thank you that you have made us ready and we long for you to return. In Christ's good name we pray. Amen.